他与我们同在。
May God's grace be with us all.
现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，开始今天的崇拜聚会。
We start our worship service today in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
旧约诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们把下面时间交给中文敬拜组。
Give the following time to the worship team.
我们预备我们的心来敬拜我们的神。
Let's prepare our heart to worship our Lord.
历代志上二十九章十一节。耶和华尊大，能力荣耀强盛都是你的，凡天上地下都是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all.
我们来唱这首诗歌，敬拜主，尊贵的主。
敬拜主，敬拜尊贵救主，荣耀尊贵与颂赞都归耶稣。敬拜主，敬拜全能的主，至高宝座，天国权柄都属基督。上欢呼，应当高举耶稣的圣名，来赞美耶稣基督是荣耀君王。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵的主，他曾舍命，尽得荣耀，万王之王。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵救主，荣耀尊贵与颂赞都归耶稣。敬拜主，敬拜全能的主，至高宝座，全国全柄都属基督。上欢呼，铃铛高举耶稣的圣名，来赞美耶稣基督是荣耀君王。敬拜主，敬拜权贵的主，他曾舍命，尽得荣耀，
望望之望，当欢呼来敬拜我们的神。
扫微光应当高举耶稣的生命，来赞美耶稣基督是荣耀君王。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵君王，他曾舍命尽得荣耀，万王之王。他曾舍命尽得荣耀，万王之王。
每早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
Your faithfulness is new every morning.
上帝的慈爱怜悯是天天的更新，年年的更新。
His love and mercy is renewed every morning, every year.
我们来唱这首诗歌，你的信实广大。
Let's sing, Great is thy faithfulness.
你的心事广大，我神我天父，在你永远没有转动婴儿，永不改变，我神每天是怜悯。无时无尽上主使人不及，你的心是广大，你的心是广大，清晨白明更见你在哪，我算是与你爱生丰富百倍，你的善事广大现在如此，春夏秋冬四季又在中 service，人月星辰诗歌运转不停，宇宙万里都见证你不足能，树在天飞 faithfulness 心是自然，你的心是广大，你的心是广大，清晨白清晨更见你在哪，我算是与你爱受丰富百倍，你的心是广大，现在就是你生命不能过，是永远安宁，你曾与我同在，安慰应该，求赐今天你来明天的盼望，求天降下恩典到了无彩，你的心是广大，你的心是广大，清晨白清晨更见你在哪，我所需用你来受丰富百倍，你的善事 for us 献葬主
神。我们请弟兄姐妹站立，我们来唱最后一首诗歌。
Let's all stand.
成为我意象，主是我万有。
I sing, beat out my vision, you are my all.
在这新的一年，让我们能够更加的了解神的心意，跟随走在他的旨意当中。
In this new year, let's understand God's will and
把它放在我们生命的首位来跟随他。
Help us to follow him, and he's the number one in our priority.
成为我意象，主是我万有。
Beat out my vision.
求我心中我成为我意象，我别无爱慕为主我敬仰，充满我思想我心向往，随着我随行赤裸是我光，奇妙 my wisdom, 成了 my 主言，我愿成归随你在我身边，那埋没沙门爱在水珠上，你曾居我心，我与你的意我不求寻你，乃不求徒有，你是我前夜从今到永远，你在我心永远居首，天上大君王
他是我们的守卫，他是我们的万有。
天上大君王，埋名的太阳，美好像天能做一代 heaven 长。Heart in my own heart, one ever being born. 万有的主宰，成为我意象。万有的主宰，成为我意象。
Yes, our Lord Jesus, we want to give you thanks.
你是我们的意象，也是我们的光。
You are our vision, you are our light.
在2018年的开始的时候，你的众儿女聚集在你的施恩座前来向主你献上赞美祷告。
In the beginning of 2018, your children gather here to worship you and give you praise.
我们恳求主的圣灵现在就降临在我们当中。
We ask the Holy Spirit to be with us right now.
让我们可以同感一灵来到你的施恩座前来向主祷告感谢。
We can come before you to give you thanks.
我们特别为这新的一年来献上感恩祷告。
Especially I want to pray for this coming year.
因为主你是时间的主。
Because you're a Lord of time.
你是历史的主。
You're a Lord of history.
你掌管世间宇宙的万物。
You're in control of everything in this universe.
你掌管世的命运。
You're in control of our fate.You are the Lord that gives us life. In the beginning of the year, we come before you with hearts of thanksgiving to pray. We ask you to lead us this year so we can run before you. You are a great shepherd. We want to follow you. That we will not fall behind this year. That we can follow you closely.In our faith, in our reading, in our prayer, that we can follow you. We ask you to bless every single day of 2018. You bless every single family in 2018. that as we follow you, give us faith so we can continue to follow you closely. Even though we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, we have your peace with us. We know you are in control of tomorrow. We know that you will hold our hand to walk toward the future. We thank you, Lord. We give thanks for brothers and sisters gathered here to worship this morning. Especially with Holy Communion today in remembrance of Lord's love for us. Help us to experience the mystery of the body. As we share your body and your blood, help us to be nourished spiritually. And this morning we have installation of deacons and fellowship leaders. Lord, please give us a strong heart as we face the challenges in this new year. That they would challenge our faith. Many things that we may not be expected. But we believe everything is in your control. It's in your leading. So we have no fear as we follow you. We lift up the deacons and the fellowship leaders in your hands. May your grace be sufficient for them. Enough faith, sufficient love, so that they can serve the brothers and sisters. Also pray for this afternoon at 1:30, we have a church board meeting. It's our first board meeting of 2018. We ask for your presence to continue to lead us. Lord, this meeting is led by you. May all our discussion and our plan be in your leading. Especially want to remember the brother and sister who is not feeling well in our church. Once again, lift up our brother David Liu in your hands. Continue his chemotherapy. He needs your sufficient grace in his body. We lift our sister Joan in your hands. May you give her strength. Please give her faith as she walks this journey with Brother David. We know this is not an easy road to walk. But we know that you have gone through it, Lord. Jesus has experienced it. We lift our Brother Zixian in your hands. He has completed half of his radiation therapy. May you continue to watch over him and give him peace. Pray for brother and sister who are in the recovering phase. Lift up Sister Joanne and our brother Ryan in your hands. May you also manifest your sufficient grace in their bodies. Lift up every brother and sister in your hands. May you bless our meeting this morning. Help us to worship you with our heart and in truth. Glory and praise be the Lamb that sit on the throne. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Today is the first Sunday of
2018.
我们在神面前，我们一同来守圣餐，来开始我们这一年的生活。
And we'll start this year with Holy Communion.
我们恳求主的圣灵一起在我们当中来带领这个聚会。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will be here to lead us.
愿神的爱充满在我们当中。
May the love of God fill us today.
当我们在分享主的身体跟他保险的时候，让我们更多从他得着力量。
When we share his body and his blood, may we also gain more strength.
做我们属灵的喂养。
May we be fed by his body and the blood.
我们现在要请服侍的弟兄姐妹的执事们到前面来。
May the deacons come up.Every time when we see the Holy Communion before us, we have the assurance we are the blessed. Because when we were still sinners, Christ died on the cross for us. And his precious blood, our blood for us.Even though we are sinners, yet he still loves us. Especially that is recorded in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
我们知道我们这是被称为是因为耶稣基督的救赎。
Because we have received his redemption.
也许我们很少想到救赎这两个字对我们的意义有多么的重大。
Maybe we don't think too much about this, the significance of the word redemption.
当然就是这个字在英里面是 atonement.
Redemption is actually means atonement.
那这个字是如果把它拆开是 at one 加 M-E-N-T.
If we analyze this word, it's at once, yeah, plus ing.
所以这个字呢，就是说，本来是有罪的人，现在因为耶稣的救赎是跟耶稣在一起，at one.
That means that the sinners are now united with Christ and be one.
所以不再是两个人。
And no longer separate beings.
不再是罪人跟救主。
No longer sinners and savior.
而是在一起成为一了。
And it's already reunited, become one.
圣经告诉我们说，上帝设立耶稣做挽回祭。
And we know that the word told us that Jesus is our propitiation. And it's in his blood through our faith. And if without his blood and without our faith, there will be no redemption. This is to demonstrate his faithfulness and his righteousness. God has sent his son and to be crucified on a cross in order to demonstrate his righteousness. Because the word have told us this was demonstration of his righteousness because in the forbearance of God. It is to demonstrate now his righteousness to us. He knows that he is righteous. And now the who has put faith in Christ Jesus also are righteous.
弟兄姐妹们要知道一件事情,
one thing we need to know.
我们不是信上帝为义,
we're not believing the righteousness of the Heavenly Father.
三章二十六节告诉我们是也称那信耶稣的人为义。
It is that we believe Jesus, we have faith in Jesus, we are justified.
所以我们今天聚集在这个地方,
now today we're gathered.
我们来说圣餐来纪念主的爱。
When we observe the Holy Communion to remember His love for us. And each and every one of you who's sitting here is righteous. Now therefore we have the opportunity and allow to come before the table. Especially in the beginning of this year. Now, as the night that Jesus was betrayed, and he took up the bread and blessed it. He said, this is my body, it's broken for you. And after supper, he took up the cup and said, this is the cup of a new covenant. As you drink it, please be remembrance of me. And the Lord said, I will not take eat the bread or drink the blood until the day that we will be in heavenly, her Father's place. The Holy Communion is provided for each one of us. And that is because of His grace.
如果你还没有受洗还不记住这个救恩的信息的话，你不要拿。
If you have not believed in Christ Jesus and you do not understand the significance of a Holy Communion, please do not take.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
阿们主耶稣，谢谢你。
Jesus who loves us, we want to thank you.
像我们还做罪的时候，你就来到这个世界上，被钉在十字架上，流出宝血来拯救我们。
When we were yet sinners, you already came to this world and to crucify for us to save us. And in the beginning of 2018, we gathered before the throne of grace. We want to observe the Holy Communion in order to remember your love. And you called us to the Holy Communion. You call us, those who belong to you, to the presence of God. To enjoy Jesus yourself. As we take the bread and the blood, we need to know this is your body. Help us. Help us to be quiet. To receive you yourself. Please enter into our hearts. We will receive the cup and the bread in reverence. May all the praises and the thanksgiving be to yours. We pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Jesus said, this is my body is broken for you. Take it and in remembrance of me. Let us sing Amazing Grace. And after the supper, he took the cup, and this is the blood of the new covenant. Take it in remembrance of me. Let us sing stanza number 3.
Hello.
Once again.
stanza 4. Jesus said, this my precious blood is for you and to remembrance of me. Let us partake. Jesus, we just want to thank you for that unfathomable love. When we were yet sinners, you loved us so. And you died when the time was full. When we were yet without strength, you loved us such. When we were yet your enemies, yet you loved us. We just want to remember you at the moment in the beginning of this year. We have received your blood and your body. So therefore, we should have a newness in whatever we do this year will be equivalent to our sainthood. May we also be anointed by the Holy Spirit in your daily life. May you lead us. You are our great shepherd. May all the praises and glory be yours. We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now we will be starting the installation of our deacons. May all the deacons come up. And well, I want to take this moment to thank each and every of the deacons for your service in the past, for the present, and also in the future. I believe everything you have done in His name will be remembered by Him. Whatever you have offered as a sacrifice, we have all seen. May the Holy Spirit continue to move you so you will have the endurance. Therefore, I want to ask you a few questions. I want you to answer honestly. Do you believe that God is the only God and Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Holy Spirit? Now you will be taken, being installed as the deacons. Do you believe this is the calling for the Lord, from the Lord for you?
Yes.
Are you willing to be the deacons of the Chinese Community Church at South Bay to be loyal and diligent to assist the pastor to glorify God and to serve this church? Are you willing to do so? Are you in firm agreement with and pledged to the teaching of the Bible and uphold the statement of faith, church bylaw, and the church covenant of CCCSB? Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of church. Are you willing to do so? Then I ask the deacons to sign the agreement. And will you please read your covenant? Respond. May the congregation stand. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of this church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church. I shall ask you a few questions. Do we, the members of CCSB, accept them as deacons chosen by God through the voice of this congregation to lead us in the way of Jesus Christ? Do we agree to encourage them to respect their decisions and to follow as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is the head of the church? You will find this covenant in your handout. In both languages. Let us read our covenant. Obey the Lord by accepting his appointments of these people to be our deacons and pray for them regularly. Support the servants of the Lord in accordance with the teaching of the scripture and work closely with them to advance the cause of the gospel in the church. speak with a view to build up others. If I happen to know about a mistake or sin committed by any servant of the Lord, I will first seek to discuss the problem with the party directly involved to pray for him or her in love and refrain from judging the person or spreading the news to others in or outside the church so that the church will not be hurt and the name of the Lord will be dishonored. May Pastor Jay come up to pray for the deacons.
Let's pray. Our Father, we come before you once again, and we commit this group of men and one woman to serve you.
天父，我们再一次来到你的面前，我们要把站在我们面前的几位弟兄和一位姊妹仰望在你手里。
Father, we thank you for their faithfulness to you and their commitment to your ministry.
我们感谢你为他们的忠心，他们对你的忠心向你感谢，也感谢他们的服事的执着。
We thank you for the gifts that you have enabled them with, Lord.
我们也感谢你，因为你将属灵的恩赐赐给他们做他们的工。
And their willingness to use those gifts to glorify your name and build your kingdom.
而且他们愿意用你赐给他们的恩赐来一起建立上帝的国度。
Father, we pray for energy and strength for this coming year.
我们为他们今年服事所需要的力量和能力祷告。
We pray that you would give them determination and commitment to the ministry, Lord.
我们恳求你给他们这个执着的心和他们的辛苦的服事劳力来。
Father, we pray that their leadership would model for us.Leadership in Christ.
我们也为他们的做领袖的成为我们的模式。
We trust that you will find them faithful as they continue to serve you.
也我们也为他们继续在你面前忠心来祷告。
And may we come alongside of them in support and encouragement.
我们也愿意来在旁边来协助他们。
We commit this year to you that you would be glorified.
我们把今年完全仰望在你的手里，要你自己的名能够得到荣耀。
And we thank you for the deacons that you have provided for leadership.
我们感谢你，你将这些执事们赐给我们来带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit guide and enable us all.
请求圣灵来帮助我们，使得我们有能力。
As we see your will unfold in this church and in our lives.
我们以至于我们能够看到你的旨意在这个教会和在我们个人的身上都显明了。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名的。Please be seated.Now we're going to be calling the leaders of our fellowship. Now we're no longer call them the church person of a fellowship. We will be calling them the leader of the fellowship.This is a more precise description of their responsibility. Well, may we ask the leaders to come up. May the assistant leader be come up also.Do we have anyone missing? Diana Lee is not with us today. I also want to ask you a few questions.First, I want to thank you for all you are so willing to serve the fellowship. Even though each fellowship is not a very big group, but yet it represents our church. So therefore, your fellowship is also a small church. There are a few things we need to be confirmed. Do you believe in God, the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit? Do you wish to receive this fellowship leader ministry? Do you believe that this is God's calling? Please let me hear your answer. Be unison, please. Do not be nervous. Are you willing to be the fellowship leader of the Chinese Community Church of South Bay to be loyal and diligent and assist the pastor to glorify God and to serve this church? Are you willing to do so?
你们是否愿意坚信并遵守圣经的教导，按照教会信条、教会章程，活出教会信仰公约，来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会？
Are you in firm agreement with and pledged to the teaching of the Bible, uphold the statement of faith, church bylaws, and church covenant of CCCSB?
耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯他是主。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church. Are you willing to do so?
好，我们现在在你们的愿意之后。
Now, since they all say they agree, we're going to ask them to sign on the covenant. After you sign, you can leave them on the table. We will be laminated them for you. May you stand facing the congregation. May you please read your covenant in both languages. The call according to the spiritual gift. May the congregation stand. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church. Are you willing to do so?
好，我们现在要请信徒一起来念你们的手上的那个夹页。And
we're going to ask the congregation to read off the handout on the covenant on our part. May the Lord bite people to be our fellowship, support, servant of the Lord, the teacher. May Pastor Jay come up to pray for them.
Once again, let's pray. Father, we commit this group of men and women as our fellowship leaders this coming year.
天父, 我们把这几位的弟兄姊妹们 仰望在你的手里, 他要在我们今年成为我们团契的带领。
Father, their role as under-shepherds in this church is such a vital part of this ministry.
他们的事工是如此的重要, 他们在牧师的带领之下面要来服侍我们。
I pray, Father, that you'd give them a heart of compassion and mercy.
求主你赐给他们, 有一个怜悯的心。
Father, give them a sense of sensitivity to the needs of the people.
也给他们的有很敏感的心, 能够看得到, 能够感觉到,
give them words of encouragement and comfort.
能够鼓励别人, 能够安慰别人,
as well as admonishment and correction where needed.
并且能够在真理上来教导他们。
Father, I pray that each of our fellowship groups would continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of your Son, Jesus.
我们也为每一个, 这个团契来祷告, 让每一个团契都能在主的恩典里面成长, 在知识, 在恩典上成长。
May the gospel continue to transform our lives into Christ-likeness.
以至于 福音能够使我们的生命能够改变, 让我们彰显出来耶稣基督的生命。
We pray that throughout this year, as you bring new faces into our congregation, that you would enable each of these groups to reach out in grace.
我们也恳求主在今年你不断地将新的面孔带到我们中间来, 也要这些的, 团契的领袖, 他们也能够来, 喂养他们。
Not merely introducing them to the ministry of CCCSB, but ultimately to your Son, Jesus.
不是光把他们介绍到我们教会有什么的事工, 乃是能够把他们都带到耶稣基督的面前。
So I pray for these leaders as they lead their groups, that we would see people come to know you.
我们恳求主让他们这几位当他们来带领这些新来的人的时候, 我们就看得到是你自己在做工。
And together we would grow as followers of Jesus Christ.
我们在一起能够成长成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Maturing in our faith and our understanding of your word.
我们更能够明白并且体会到你自己的话语。
Sharpening one another into Christ-likeness.
我们彼此能够辅助, 以至于我们都能够长成像耶稣。
So empower them with your spirit to utilize their gifts for your glory.
我们恳求你使用他们, 你赐给他们的恩赐。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样子祷告是靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Will you please let us? We're going to ask each of the leaders to let you know which fellowship they're leading, and may the members of that fellowship let them know you support them. If they only have a very few people in that in their fellowship, then we need all of you to encourage them by clapping your hands. My name is Pauline, and Promise Group. Our fellowship is very young, we're very vibrant. I'm Katie, and Joyce is my fellowship. Even though we're not really that young, but yet we're still vibrant. Thank you. My name is Donna. I'm the assistant leader of Joyce Group. I'm Wilson. Elin is my fellowship. Thank you.
My name is Eric.
My fellowship is Eric. I am Lee. I'm the assistant leader of Hua En. I am Grace, the leader of Hua En Fellowship. Our groups are consistent, mostly the people from mainland China. Of course, we have also other people from different regions. Every single one of us want to commit our life to Jesus. Because Juan just had a hot pot last night, so they're full of power today.
First,
I want to welcome newcomers among us today, or those who have not been here for a while.
我右手边有吗? 我右手边?
Anyone on right hand side?
麻烦你自我介绍一下吗?
Okay. Mr. Wang Hao, welcome. Wang Hao.
好,谢谢。第二位是袁传英,是姐妹。请问是哪一位?
Mrs. Yuan, Ms. Yuan? Welcome,
谢谢,欢迎,谢谢。 那我左手边还有没有弟兄姐妹第一次来的?
Anyone else here for the first time on our left hand side?
如果没有的话，我们请彼此问安，好吗？
Let's all get up and greet one another.
奉献了吧？报告。哎，我的那一张跑哪去了？这我有。
好，我们这里有几件事情报告。第一件
A few announcements, please.
教会的全体教牧同工和执事们在此恭祝所有弟兄姐妹新年蒙福。
Happy New Year greeting to everyone from all the church staff and deacons.
我们也同时欢迎大家一起来敬拜主。今天成人装备训练将暂停并提早午餐，所以我们这里结束以后，请各位弟兄姐妹，我们下去准备用餐。
Welcome everyone for joining us for our worship this morning. Lunch will be served following the worship service. There will be no equipping classes today.
第三点是2018年度的执事跟负责同工的名单如下王宏章他是书记跟周年庆祝还有宣教，林志达是外长施工，刘强国是主席跟行政，刘爱玲是关怀跟团契施工，孙文聪是司库副主席，还有张月是特别施工，请大家代祷支持。
Item number three, we listed the members of 2018 church boards following: James Huang, David Lin, Eileen Liu, Simon Liu, William Sun, and Zhang Yue. Please support them in your prayer.
第四点就是刚刚已经各位介绍过了，加乐团就是各团契的领导，加乐团契是周燕，以林团契是顾穗生，盼望团契是林有为，华恩团契是韩恩惠、曹立群，喜乐团契是张连娣、苏淑珍，及应许团契林燕燕、吴丽红。
Item number four, we listed the fellowship leaders Diana Lee, Wilson Koo, Eric Lin, Grace Han, Cao Li Chun, Katy Liao, Donna Su, and Yan Yan Sun and Pauline Lin.
第五件事情，张光婉师母为了纪念前主任牧师张世和牧师安息七周年特别奉献今天的主日的这个午餐。我们请愿主继续安慰他们。
Item number five, today's lunch donated by Mrs. Ruth Chan in memory of her late husband, Reverend Samuel Chan, who passed away 7 years ago.
第六件事情，2018年就是今年第一次的牧职会在今天下午1:30在106107召开。
Item number six, the first church board meeting this year will be held this afternoon at 1:30 in room 106-107.
周三的晚上的中英文联合祈祷会在1月10号，也就是星期三的晚上8点在教会举行。为了教会的英文施工祷告，由 Pastor J 来带领。
Joint Wednesday night prayer meeting will be led by Pastor J Cordova this Wednesday at 8 p.m. and praying specifically for the English ministry.
下面一件事情是合神心意的见证，星期三晚上6:30的课将在1月17号开课，在106107号上课，请执事们或者各团契的领导预先准备，也欢迎有兴趣的弟兄姐妹来参加。另外弟兄姐妹若有又有合成这个3到5人一组的话，牧师会也会另外开课。
Item number eight, all deacons and fellowship leaders will be studying the Witness Essentials in 2018. Chinese class will be held on Wednesday nights at 6:30 in room 106-107. All interested brothers and sisters are welcome.
请各位家长注意，周五晚上的青少年跟儿童团契，还有这个 TGIF 是在1月12号本周五复课。
Item number nine, attention parents, the Friday night youth and children's program will resume this coming Friday, January 12th at 7:30 at church. TGI will also resume this Friday.
青少年的冬令营将在1月19号到21号举行，在 Questline 的Southern Pine举行。有意参加的，请赶快跟Pastor J联络。
Item number 10, the Youth Winter Camp will be held from January 19th to 21st at Thousand Pine in Crestline. Please see Pastor J for details and to register.
2018年的团契的门训用书是基督徒成长101，是15块钱。这个还有合神心意的见证也是15块钱。如果需要的话，请到牧师的办公室来买书。
Item 11, 2018 Fellowship Studying Material Growing as Christian 101 is available for $15 and Witness Essential is available for $13. Please contact Reverend Mao.
下个主日的英文堂跟中文堂的崇拜再恢复正常啊。
Item 13, the next Sunday, the Crosspoint English Worship will begin at 11:30 with Pastor Jay as speaker.
好，我们下面用奉献来敬拜神。
And continue our worship with offering. Let's pray.
爱我们天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你在2018年第一个主日。
On this first Sunday of 2018,
你召集我们你所爱的儿女来到你跟前。
You have gathered all of us here before you.
或者我们在这里接受你的祝福。
And here to receive your blessing.
也接受你今年的带领。
And receive your leadership this year.
或者我们感谢你过去的带领。
We thank you for guiding us in the past.
你让我们有健康的身体。
Give us healthy body.
来为教会侍奉。
And we can serve the church.
来工作。
And to work.
来可以，我们因为可以工作，可以赚取我们养生的资源。
And through our work, we're able to provide for ourselves.
父神，求你继续恩待保守我们。
And you continue to watch over us.
让我们在工作能够赚取生活资源，也能把生活资源贡献一部分，来奉献一部分来为教会的事工。
And through our work, we can provide for ourselves and also to offer this to church.
父神，求你看顾我们。
May you watch over us.、Lord.
也求你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
也求你赐恩典跟智慧来让我们怎么样来为教会的施工摆上。
And help us to give us wisdom so we know how to offer ourselves for church ministry.
我们这样感谢祷告。
We pray and give thanks.
奉我主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们有团契的领导跟执事们的就任。
Today we had installation for the deacons and the fellowship leaders.
所以我用一个讲道题目叫做“主啊，我情愿”。
And the topic for today's sermon is "Lord, I am willing."
主啊，我情愿是从心中所发出对主耶稣基督的爱。
It is a love that comes from our hearts.
也是要对耶稣基督的一个爱的一个回应。
The response to Jesus' love to us.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在凡事上都能靠主来得胜。
That everything will have victory.
所以在今天2018年开始的时候，我不会用很多的时间来跟大家分享这样的信息。
So today is the first Sunday. We'll just spend a brief time to share this message.
所以在这个时候我们特别要感谢主这样的爱我们。
Especially, want to give thanks for loving us so.
所以在这里我希望我们在今年当中每件事情，我们都在主带领当中都顺顺利利的。
We hope that in this year everything will go very smoothly in God's leadership.
也相信神在今年当中会带领我们。
We believe that God will guide us this year.
所以主啊，我情愿是我们的祷告。
So it is our prayer that Lord, I am willing.
我的这个 iPad 好像有点不太听话，但是没关系呀。我们的联合的这个聚会，到这礼拜以后，下礼拜开始我们就是中文堂的礼拜跟英文堂的礼拜就分开了。
This is the last of a series of joint meetings that we have. Starting next week, the Chinese congregation and English congregation will be separate.
为什么用主啊？我情愿这样一个题目来做今天讲道。
Why did Reverend Mao pick this topic for today? Lord, I am willing.
原来主啊，我情愿这是一首诗歌的歌名。
Because this is actually the name of a famous hymn.
我非常喜欢这首诗歌。
Reverend Mao liked this hymn very much.
他的歌词说：主啊，我情愿献上一切所有。
The Lord, I'm willing to give everything to you.
拒绝妥协生活，为要得着你。
Repute compromise in our lives because we want to receive you.
主啊，我情愿背起十字架来赔下应得的享受，甘心跟随你。
Lord, I'm willing to take up my cross, give up all the enjoyments in life and to follow you.
主啊，我情愿顺服你的旨意。
I'm willing to follow your will.
接受各样试炼。
Receive different trials.
一生信靠你。
To follow you my whole life.
主啊，我情愿拥有你的爱情。
Lord, willing to have your love,
舍弃一切所爱,
and to give up all the other type of loves,
永远属于你,
belong to you forever.
唯有你是我所爱,
you are my only love.
唯有你是我所求,
you're the only thing I want.
亲爱主是你,
dear Lord, it's you.
我多情愿,
I am willing.
我想这是我们刚刚在这个地方当我们在签下我们的这个执事的立约的时候，团契领导的立约的时候，我们的心情。
This is how we felt when we signed the covenant as the deacons and as fellowship leaders.
所以我们一起来念今天的这个圣经，我们先念中文的。
And today we'll take a look at a passage. We'll read Chinese first.
来，他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”又对一人说：“跟从我来。”那人说：“主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬上帝国的道。”又有一人说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去慈悲我的家里的人。”耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。”
Luke chapter 9, starting at 57. Let's read together. As they were going along the road, a man addressed Jesus. "Whenever you are going," he said, "I will follow you." "Foxes have lairs," Jesus replied, "and the birds in the sky have nests, but the Son of Man doesn't have anywhere to lay his head." To another person he said, "Follow me." "Master," he replied, "Let me first go and bury my father." "Let the dead bury their dead," said Jesus. "You must go and announce God's kingdom." "I will follow you, master," said another. "But first let me say goodbye to the people at home." "Nobody," replied Jesus, "who begins to plow and then look over his shoulder is fit for God's kingdom."
我们知道这是路加福音第九章的最后的一段话。
This is the last section in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9.
但是当你在往前面看的时候，你看到耶稣用五饼二鱼来喂养五千个人，还有剩下。
As we look before that, Jesus used two fishes and five bread and to feed 5,000 people, and there was many things left over.
所以，如果今天耶稣发出的邀请是都像五饼二鱼的神迹那样，任你吃到饱。
So if Jesus' invitation is the miracle of the two fish and five loaves that you can eat whatever you want,
而且你也可能会剩下会带回家,
and you will have left over to bring home,
我相信每一周每个时候都有很多人来跟随耶稣,
I believe that many people will want to follow him.
但是如果耶稣基督对我们的邀请是要人信靠他来跟随他,
but if his invitation is for us to believe in him, to follow him,
并声明说湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
And to say foxes lairs and birds has nests, but Son of Man does not have anywhere to lay his head.
并且耶稣也讲明说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
And you deny yourself to follow me.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
To carry a cross to follow me.
弟兄姐妹，有多少人愿意做这样的回应？
How many people are willing to respond to this kind of calling?
有多少人愿意这样的跟随？
How many people are willing to follow?
在我们刚刚所念那段圣经里面，告诉我们三个人。
Here, the passage mentioned three people.
那这三个人讲到做主门徒的三个挑战。
We talk about three different challenges to follow God.
什么叫做做主的门徒？
What does it mean to be God's disciple?
就是可以说是从做耶稣的粉丝变成他的门徒。
To go from just being a Jesus fan to become a true follower.
So, 我们来看这三个挑战性。
So let's take a look at these three challenges.
第一个是离开舒适区的一个挑战。
The first is challenge of leaving the comfort zone.
我们看到在路加福音第九章的五十七到五十八节。
Take a look at the chapter 9 verses 57-58.
圣经告诉我们说，当他们走路的时候，有一个人对主对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
As they were going along the road, a man addressed Jesus, "Wherever you're going," he said, "I will follow you."
耶稣回答不是说好，赶快跟从我。
Jesus did not say, "Good, come and follow me."
耶稣却说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
But he said, "Fox have lairs," and Jesus replied, "And the birds in the sky have nests." But the Son of Man doesn't have anywhere to lay his head.
如果耶稣还有话讲，他会说：这种情况之下，你还愿意来跟从我吗？
Under this kind of situation, are you still willing to follow me?
耶稣不是告诉我们说，跟随他的人都居无定所。
It's not saying that all the followers will have no place to stay.
或者跟随耶稣人都是三餐不济的。
Or all his followers have no food to eat.
但是跟随主的第一个挑战是什么？
But the first challenge is,
就离开你的舒适区的一个挑战。
You have to leave your own comfort zone.
跟耶稣讲话，这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person speaking to Jesus?
我们在路加福音看不到他是什么人。
In the Gospel of Luke, can't see any details about him.
但是如果你是念到马太福音的话，
If you take a look at the book of Matthew,
在马太福音的第八章的十九节告诉我们这个人是谁。
Matthew 8:19, it mentioned about this person.
他是个文士。
He's a scribe.
什么叫文士？
What is a scribe?
文士就是旧约的圣经学者。
He's a theologian of the Old Testament.
他不是主耶稣基督来呼召他，而是他自动自发的要跟随耶稣基督。
He's not called by Jesus, and he came voluntarily.
为什么他要跟从耶稣？
Why did he want to follow Jesus?
他到底在想什么？
What was he thinking?
还说你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
And he said, "Wherever you are going, I will follow."
很可能他是看到耶稣基督他会医病赶鬼。
Maybe he saw Jesus do miracles of healing.
他想要从主那里得着神迹的能力。
Maybe he want to try to have those superpowers.
所以他在宗教界就可以大大的出名。
So he could be famous among the religious leaders.
所以文士是当时非常有地位的人。
A scribe has a very high position at that time.
但是耶稣说你要跟从我可以。
Jesus said, "You can follow me."
你要走出你的舒适区。
But you need to leave your comfort zone.
不是在你的书房去研究旧约的经文、新约的经文。
Not just studying the Old Testament in your study.
所以你要走出来。
You need to walk out.
所以耶稣很诚恳跟他说：“湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝。”
So Jesus said, "The fox has lairs and birds has nests."
只是没有。人子没有枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man doesn't have anywhere to lay his head.
耶稣不是在吓唬他。
Jesus is not trying to scare him.
耶稣说的是他自己生活的实况。
He's talking about his own true situation.
我们看到这个人用一句话很用得非常棒的一句话。
This person said a great word.
他说你无论往哪里去。
He said, "Wherever you're going."
弟兄姐妹，你可以想到这个无论是什么意思吗？
Can you think of this meaning, wherever you're going?
我们可能想到生活上的这个不舒适或是不便利。
Sometimes we think about the discomfort in our lives.
但是这个无论往哪里去，还包括很多事情。
But wherever you're going includes many, many things.
包括你这人际关系的不适应。
Including your adaptation to a new relationship.
包括你跟人的不相合。
Maybe a conflict between people.
也许你的思想跟他们可能格格不入。
Maybe your thinking is very different from the other people.
可能你经常活在个使你感到很挫折的环境当中。
Maybe you live in an environment that makes you very disappointing to you.
这是无论往哪里去。
It's wherever you're going.
那舒适圈可能是个物质的一个环境。
Your comfort zone may be an area of material comfort.
也可能是我们的很好的人际关系。
Or could be a relational comfort.
也可能包括我们的想法跟我们的感受。
Including our thinking and our feeling.
也是说离开那个地方。
Jesus to leave your comfort zone.
如果你要跟从我的话。
If you want to follow me.
你必须出来。
You need to step out.
你不能躲在后边。
You cannot stand and hide
behind. 你不能躲在安全的地方。
You cannot hide in the safety.
你不能躲在你觉得可以的地方。
You cannot hide somewhere that you think is good.
也是说，耶稣说出来。
Jesus said, step out.
我们不知道这个人后来有没有跟随耶稣基督。
We don't know what happened to this person. Did he follow Jesus or not?
但是这个不重要。
This is not important.
重要是这个故事告诉我们，我们今天在跟随耶稣基督的话，我们。 的选择是什么。
But listen, that if we want to follow Jesus, what is our choice?
第二件事情，耶稣要我们想的是优先性的挑战。
Number two is the challenge of choosing your priority.
我们生命当中很多的优先的次序。
In our life, we set many priorities.
每天生活起床的时候，我们会想说，我们今天要做什么事情。
Every day we get up from bed, we say, what will I do today?
什么是今天我最重要要做的事情？
What is the most important thing I need to do today?
什么是我在2018年必须要完成的工作？
What is, do I need to accomplish 2018?
我会把这个放在我生命当中的优先来考虑。
I put it as a priority in my life.
我们看到路加福音第九章的五十九节到六十节。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 59 and 60.
他说，又对一个人说，跟从我来。
To another person, he said, follow me.
那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
He replied, let me first go and bury my father.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
So let the dead bury their dead, and said Jesus, you must go and announce God's kingdom.
如果我们在听这样的人的讲的话的时候，
when we hear someone said something like this,
我们可能觉得他是个 很有孝心的儿子。
We may think that this person is very pious.
我们会觉得说他要去埋葬他父亲一点都没有错。
We think, of course, this person needs to go bury his father.
我们知道说这样的孩子，那个父亲一定很爱他的。
The father must be very pleased to have such a pious son.
但是耶稣给他讲一句话。
But Jesus replied,
任凭死人去埋葬他们的死人。
Let the dead bury their dead.
那这里这边讲到两个死人。
Here they talk about two dead.
我知道在一年开始的时候最好不要讲到死这个字。
Maybe in the beginning of the year we shouldn't be talking about death.
但我们基督徒我们是不考虑这个事情。
But as a Christian, we're not suspicious.
但是这么前面的一个死人是指那些灵里死了的罪人。
The first dead is talking about those who are spiritually dead.
那后面这个死人是指那些肉身死了的人。
The second dead is talking about who are physically dead.
所以主在这里的意思不是要我们不去照顾地上家庭的需要。
It's not saying that we should not take care of the needs of family.
主的意思是说，我们不该等到属地的事物都办好了，然后才来跟从主。
He's saying we should not take care of the things in this world first, then follow Jesus.
所以这人说，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
So this person said, let me first go and bury my father.
所以听起来蛮合乎我们的文化。
It seems that it is very suitable to our culture.
我们有句话说什么？说亲在怎么样？亲在不远游。
There's a Chinese saying that a close family, you don't leave them far away.
但这人讲这句话是在表达什么？是他生命中的优先性。
But this person is saying in his priority in his life.
所以在经文当中讲到两次的死人。
So in the verse 60, talk about two dead.
那我要问的是说什么是活人？
Then we should talk about what are the living person.
从医学上来看的话，有心跳的人就是活人。
Medically, if you have a heartbeat, then you're alive.
对吗？
对，That's true.
因为他是医生，我必须要得到他的同意才继续讲下去。
My mom wants confirm medically it's correct.
要不然我就讲不下去了。
Otherwise, he cannot continue.
谢谢你。然而从信仰角度来看
，So from a perspective of faith,
活人是什么？
What is a living person?
知道自己为何活着的人。
It's a person who knows why they are living.
你的生命带有一个意义。
Our life has meaning.
你的生命带有一个目标。
Life has a goal.
你的生命里面有连接到主在你生命当中的计划。
Our life is connected to God's plan.
这叫活人。
This means living.
我想今天早上在这边就任的执事跟团契领导，他们都是什么？
This morning, all the deacons and the fellowship leaders.
你们自己说是什么？
What are they?
对的。
They're alive.
我们感谢主，让我们看见什么是我们生命当中优先次序。
We can see the priority in their lives.
我们就是帮助我们在2018年的时候，我们真是设定我们的优先性的一个需要。
We ask God to help us in 2018 to set priorities in our lives.
第三个我们要一起思考的。
Number three is a challenge.
给自己留后路的挑战。
The challenge of leaving all behind.
路加福音的第九章六十一到六十二节。
Verse 61 and 62.
他说又有一个人。
This is not a person.
他说主啊，我要跟从你，但容我先慈悲我家里的人。
I will follow you, Master, said another, but first let me say goodbye to the people at home.
你看这第二个跟第三个人他们所讲的话都是用什么？用家庭做他们的借口。
You can see that the second and the third person, they use family as their excuses.
好像当你用家庭做借口的时候，大家都不能反驳你。
It seems that no one can say anything against you if you use your family as your excuse.
因为家庭很重要。
Because family is very important.
因为为家庭摆上一点错都没有。
It's not wrong to do things for your family.
而且为家庭摆上，这是我们天经地义要成就的事情。
It seems that it's completely reasonable to do things for your family.
但是耶稣怎么看呢？
But what is Jesus?His perspective.
也是说，手扶着你向后看的人，不配进神的国。
Nobody replied Jesus, who begins to plow and then look over his shoulder, is fit for God's kingdom.
什么叫手扶着你向后看呢？
What does it mean that you plow and look over your shoulder?
就是说，你代表你这个手扶着你，代表已经上工了。
The person who has already started plowing is started working.
我不知道他们当中有多少人犁过田。
How many of them have ever plowed before?
你们都不是农夫，对不对？
We're not farmers.
如果你是的话，你知道说犁田的时候是什么情况。
Otherwise, you will understand what it means by plowing a field.
当这个人手扶着你在往前在犁田的时候，
as a person begin to plow forward,
但是他眼睛不断的往这边看，往那边看，
you keep looking over his shoulder left or right.
他的心中仍然牵挂了其他事情，
the other things in his mind,
结果呢，他就没有办法把这个理得很直。
He will not be able to plow straight.
因为他心中有牵挂。
There's something in his mind.
所以他就想自己有一个后路。
That he tried to leave an alternative way for himself.
一方面，他好像是朝着神给他的目标在前进。
Even though he seems that he's walking toward God's direction.
但是一方面，他又有自己的想法要成就的。
On the other hand, he has things that he wants to do for himself.
所以两种力量就在他的心里面在拉扯。
So there's a conflict between these two power.
一方面想要跟随主。
On one hand, you want to follow the Lord.
一方面好像有事情在拉着他。
On the other hand, there's something that is pulling you back.
这样的人就无法全心全意来跟随主。
This kind of people cannot follow the Lord full-heartedly.
耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
不配。
Nobody can enter God's kingdom.
我看到这个不配两个字的时候，我把它看这个不配这个字蛮严重的。
It's a very serious phrase, not fit for God's kingdom.
手扶着你向后看的。
And those who look over his shoulder.
不配。
Not fit.
不配什么？
Not fit for what?
不配进神的国。
Not fit for God's kingdom.
我想每个人都，我们都希望进神的国。
I think we all want to enter God's kingdom.
我们希望我们不是那个不配的人。
We hope that we're not the person who's not fit for God.
我们希望在2018年开始的时候。
We hope that in the beginning of 2018.
我们不要一方面手扶着犁。
We don't want to begin to plow.
一方面我们要向后看。
And look over our shoulder.
我们记得耶稣给我们讲的话，不配。
We want to believe Jesus' word, not fit.
也许你会想说，为什么耶稣不降低他的标准？
Sometimes you may think, why Jesus cannot just lower his standard?
如果耶稣降低他的标准的话，那跟随主人就比较多的人。
If Jesus is willing to lower his standard, then more people will follow him.
那这样跟随主就更多了。
And more people will be following him.
那我们知道耶稣是不可能降低他的标准的。
We know that Jesus cannot lower his standard.
为什么？
Why?
因为一旦耶稣放水。我们就无法成功。
If Jesus lower his standard, then we will not be able to succeed.
我们知道，当标准降低的时候，你便不能成为门徒。
As you lower the standard, then you cannot be a true disciple.
因为放水无法带给我们生命真正的益处。
If Jesus lower the standard, then we cannot succeed. We cannot benefit from it.
当你考驾照的时候，你可能希望主考官降低标准吗？
When you are road testing for your license, do you hope that the person will lower a standard for you?
你希望主考官放水让你通过吗？
Do you hope that the tester will lower the standard so that you can get your license?
如果主考官放水让你通过的话，
If he lowered the standard,
你自己开车怎么样？很危险的。
It's dangerous for you to be on the road.
而且在路上走的人怎么样？
And all the pedestrians on the street.
更危险。
Also very dangerous.
所以主考官不可能给你放水的。
So we cannot lower your driving test standard.
在星期三晚上我们上会幕课程的时候我们提到
On Wednesday night, there's a class on the tabernacle.
这个铜网就是中间这个铜网
There's a bronze network.
跟这个施恩座跟施恩座是一样高
The height is the same height as the mercy seat.
都是 1.5 轴
One cubit and a half.
你看这是高三轴这个是整个中铜祭坛是高是三轴
The whole bronze altar is 3 cubit high.
啊宽是五轴
The wide is 5 cubits.
铜祭坛可以容纳在圣所当中所有的器具在里面的
And the bronze altar can carry all the other equipments in the tabernacle.
但为什么这个铜网这个位置跟这个施恩座是一样高呢
But why is the bronze network the same height as the Ark of the Covenant?
所以这个铜网是在这个祭坛的半腰
Because the bronze network is actually halfway on the bronze altar
就是在顶层跟底层的中间这 中间的地方
In the middle from the top to bottom
因为这是三轴的高度
Because the total height of the bronze altar is 3 cubits
所以这个约柜是 1.5 轴
The Ark of the Covenant is only 1.5
所以它上面的这个施恩座刚好跟铜网是一样高
So the mercy seat on the cover on top of the Ark of the Covenant was the same height as the bronze altar
所以这个祭坛的这个网跟约柜的施恩座同一个高度的这个事实
So the mercy seat is the same height for the, as anetwork, bronze network.
就指明说基督的救赎乃是照着神要求的标准来完成的。
And Jesus' salvation is doing according to God's standard.
因为网的上下都是一轴半。
Because the network on top is 1.5 cubit, bottom is 1.5 cubit.
而施恩座刚好到这个铜祭坛的一半高的地方。
And the seat of mercy is halfway.
我们上次讲到说这个铜网就是耶稣基督、他在十字架上为我们所受的
And they mentioned in class this bronze network symbolized what Jesus gone through on the cross
这指明基督耶稣对我们的救赎的功效是多么的重要
Sorry about the importance of God's salvation Jesus
他的救赎是达到神的标准
That his salvation had reached God's standard
达到神的标准就是满足神公义的要求
To satisfy God's desire for righteousness
要到那么高
The height need to reach exactly the same.
所以这个约柜上方这个叫怜悯座或叫施恩座。
So the cover of the Ark of Covenant is called the Mercy Seat.
而那个地方就是罪人跟神能够平息的一个地方。
That's where sinners can actually come and meet with God.
所以就在这样的高度施恩座的时候，我们从那边，我们跟这那是个平息处，就是我们跟神的在里面成为一个救赎的关系，在那个地方开始的。
And our relationship, our salvation between sinner and God started from there.
所以耶稣他不放水。
So Jesus cannot lower his standard.
因为经过严格的考验。
And he went through very strict trials.
我们以后对我们自己就更大的保障。
And we have more assurance.
传福音，这个是属灵极大的征战。
It's a spiritual battle to preach the gospel message.
我们做门徒要传福音的时候，我们会受到很多的攻击。
As a disciple, when we try to preach the gospel message, we will be attacked.
如果我们的标准不够高的话
，But if our standard is not high enough,
我们很容易就败阵下来。
Then we will fail.
我们走不下去的。
We cannot walk forward.
所以我们看到这个跟随主的代价是你的代价或是神自己的
And as we talk about the cost of following Jesus is your true cost or is God's own cost
不跟随耶稣的话你要付的代价更大
If you're not following Jesus the cost is even greater
所以求主帮助我们
So we ask God to help us
我们要计算这个跟随主的代价
As we calculate the cost of following Jesus
但是我们要计算我们也要不能忘记计算不做门徒的代价。
But most importantly, we need to calculate the cost of not following Jesus.
所以讲说，如果是跟随主的话，是标准这么高。
There's a certain standard, cost to follow Jesus.
但是如果你不跟随主的话，你就不要那么高的一个标准。
Maybe you think that you can lower your standard and not follow Jesus.
但是你的要付的代价可能更高更大。
But at the end, your cost is actually greater.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在新的一年当中
，In this new year，
我们是全心全意来跟随我们的主。
Let's follow our Lord with all our hearts.
所以这么告诉我们的主啊，我情愿。
The Lord, I'm willing.
到底是情愿什么
？What are you willing for？
情愿 按着主的标准来做门徒。
Willing to be a disciple according to God's standard.
不是按着我的方便。
Not according to my convenience.
不是按着我喜欢不喜欢。
Not according to my feeling, do I want it or not?
是按着主呼召的标准来做门徒。
But according to God's standard to be His disciples.
情愿按着主的标准来跟随主。
Willing to follow the Lord according to His standard.
情愿离开自己的舒适区来做门徒。
Willing to leave our own comfort zone to become his disciples.
情愿把门徒当作生命的最优先 去遵循。
Willing to set the goal of disciple as the first priority in our life.
并且情愿的献上一切所有。
Willing to give everything.
拒绝过那妥协的生活。
Refuse compromise.
而且不给自己留后路。
And don't leave any alternative for us.
情愿在自己的服侍位置上摆上自己来荣耀主。
Willing to offer ourselves in our position of service to glorify God.
我们求在新的一年帮助我们。
We ask God to help us in this new year.
能成为这样的门徒。
To become such disciples.
让我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, want to thank you.
借着路加福音第九章五十七到六十二节。
Through the Gospel of Luke of chapter 9, 57 to 62.
我们看见有三个人要跟随主。
We can see the three people who want to follow you.
但是他们各自面对不同的挑战。
But they all face different challenges.
主，我们知道今天不单单是他们三个人面临这样的挑战。
We know that not just the three people face the same type of challenges.
我们在座的每位弟兄姐妹也面临在跟随耶稣基督的这件事上的挑战。
Our brothers and sisters here also face challenges we follow Jesus.
或者是我们的家庭。
Sometimes it's our family.
或者是我们的事业。
Sometimes it's our work.
或者是我们的健康。
Sometimes it's our health.
或者我们心中的某一个理想。
Or a certain goal that we have in our heart.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们在2018年的开始的时候，我们明白一件事情。
In 2018, help us transcend one thing.
跟随主要付上代价。
That there is a cost to follow Jesus.
但是不跟随主的话，我们要付的代价更大。
But the cost of not following Jesus is even greater.
主，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
给我们力量。
Give us strength.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.